Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. Joining us on the line right now, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, Joe DeGeneva. And Joe, it's a morning that we wanted to have you come back because you have been one of those very critical of Jim Comey, former director of the FBI. I'd like to get your reaction to what the president did last night with his firing.
Well, they did exactly the right thing. After the inauguration, they decided to give him an opportunity to recover his credibility and to restore the credibility of the FBI. But after his testimony last week, it became apparent that he was incapable of reining himself in, and they decided they had to pull the trigger. That testimony last week was the last straw. It was quite remarkable, very disappointing, and showed that he basically was out of control.
He made a mistake there also in some of his testimony that had to be corrected. Was that part of it? Was it, or just part of, added to the weariness that some people had in some quarters with Jim Comey?
Well, I think the mistaken testimony about Uma Abedin's emails was an addition, but the problem was much deeper than that. They eventually concluded that he could not function. There was something basically wrong. It was all about James Comey. It was the cult of personality. And they began to believe that he was unreliable and that his judgment was flawed. And they simply couldn't allow the agency to continue into a spiral. And when Rod Rosenstein came in and reviewed everything, he made the only judgment a professional could make, which is the director had to be removed.
And Rod Rosenstein has been lauded on both sides of the aisle. So the Democrats should not be upset by this, right?
Well, of course, they're going to be upset by it. I mean, they're looking for an issue, not a solution. And they will complain about this no matter what. And they want a special prosecutor. You know what? I'd give them a special prosecutor. But you know what's going to happen? As soon as you announce the special prosecutor, they're not going to like the special prosecutor you pick. It will go on and on and on. But you can't worry about the Democrats here. This issue is about the FBI. This is an important institution to the country. It has to function, and it has to be led by a person who is stable, has integrity, and who the president and the attorney general can trust. They could not trust James Comey.
All right. So, I mean, you did have, you know, Chuck Schumer out yesterday. I mean, it was just, it seemed like a few days ago when Hillary Clinton was out there talking about how, you know, we could have won this election if not for Jim Comey. And there was a chorus of Democrats, I think, including Chuck Schumer, who said, yeah, absolutely, I agree with Hillary on that one. And they were very critical of Jim Comey. And then as soon as the president fires him, they're very critical of the president. I mean, how much of this is politics? I mean, with this president, no matter what he does, people are going to be against it on the other side of the aisle.
Well, this opposition to the president's decision is all about the resistance to the president, which the Democrats have set about as their public policy position for the next 4 years. Resist, resist, resist. The president did what had to be done to protect the FBI from a director who had lost control of the institution, had lost the faith and belief of the institution, and had lost the support of his employees. No matter what anybody tells you, you'll see some former FBI people who are friends of Jim Comey and think that this was a mistake and blah, blah, blah. The bottom line is the FBI is a mess under James Comey, and it needs to be fixed. And the only way to do that is replace him. And of course, the person to replace him with, you have to find a person of utmost integrity, but a serious law enforcement person, not some retired federal judge to give quote-unquote credibility. The person for this job is Ray Kelly, the former police commissioner of New York. He was made for this job. He's a godsend for the president. They should not waste a lot of time. They should pick former New York police commissioner Ray Kelly.
Wow. And if not Ray Kelly, who do you think? Because I have this first time I've heard that name. Well, what about McCabe? Do you see him moving up?
McCabe will have to go. I mean, he's part of the problem, and he's an embarrassment. He's part of it, but you have to have somebody run the place for a while. So he's the deputy, and you use him.
All right, so McCabe's not the solution. All right, so in the end of the day, do you think this will blow over, or is it going to be a thing? Because, you know, the Democrats and even Barbara Comstock was this morning criticizing the decision by the president.
Yeah, well, I don't know what Barbara Comstock had to say about this. I didn't hear it. But the bottom line is this. The way to solve this problem is to pick a good successor. And the only way to do that is to find a senior law enforcement person who is not a partisan, who has a great reputation in the law enforcement community. The reason Ray Kelly works is he used to work for Bill Clinton. He was the head of customs in the Clinton administration. He was the New York City police commissioner. He spearheaded the great reduction in crime in New York under Rudy Giuliani. He is a marvel. And this would be a gimme. That everybody in the world would welcome this man into the FBI.
And it would be hard for the Democrats to be against him because he worked for Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I actually would think that if the president picked Ray Kelly, the Democrats would be pretty thrilled.
No. All right. I just don't see them being thrilled about anything President Trump does. I just don't see it.
Well, I wanted to say one nice positive thing about them this morning.
All right. Well, you have to struggle. Joe, we listen. We greatly appreciate it. Listen, you're one of those people who said a long time ago, this is not what needed to be happening. And I got to tell you, a lot of people who listen to this program, they wanted to hear your thoughts this morning. So I can't tell you how much I appreciate you joining us.
Thank
here
you.
Today.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.
Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney and our legal analyst here on WMAL.